Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the governor's always talking about economic development and bringing companies from other places. Others disagree. Leslie Pittman has the rundown.
Yes, on our program today, we'll have Jeffrey Lawrence with NPRI, and he'll be talking about the organization's recent report, Path to Prosperity.
And it's quite a tough report. And on the Power Pundit panel today, Michael Hackett, Robin Reedy, and Marsha Birkbigler. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Jeffrey Lawrence. He's the Deputy Director of Policy at NPRI. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. And first of all, I wanted to get your response to the Governor's State of the State address.
Sure. Thanks for having me on, Sam. There were a lot of things to like about the Governor's address. First, he proposed what was ultimately NPRI's plan for a tuition tax credit and scholarship plan that would be funded by corporate donations and expand the options for school choice. He referenced the fact that Nevada could control its own lands and show the federal government that it was capable of doing that. And he also talked about Medicaid expansion, but he said that it would only be feasible as long as the rules remain the same. So if Congress at some point lowers the match rate, then that expansion might be discontinued because it would cost the state so much money. So he's not opening the state up to that long-term liability. And he also talked about co-pays for Medicaid, which have been shown to reduce health care costs by discouraging people from seeking superfluous care without negatively impacting health care outcomes.
Jeffrey, it's Leslie. How do you intend to utilize NPRI's role in Carson City during the legislative session to advocate on behalf of some of these things that you're in favor of that the governor suggested and proposed last evening?
Right. Well, I'm sure that you guys are aware. A few months ago, we put out a document called Solutions 2013, a source book for for Nevada policymakers. And that document goes through about 40 different topics that are particularly poignant for the Nevada legislature and lays out a lot of data and statistical facts that can be used by lawmakers during floor debates, for instance. And I'll also be up there throughout the 4 months of legislative session to testify on these issues as well, and hopefully guide lawmakers in the right direction so that they can develop some private solutions for public problems in the state.
The main reason that we wanted you to come on the program was that you released an development study, economic development study, called Path to Prosperity for Nevada. And when Ed Vogel wrote about this in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the headline was, Think Tank to State, Keep Your Hands Off Business. Would you give us the elevator version of what this 50-page document is all about?
Right. Well, this document, I think there's a myth out there that we can somehow construct this mix of businesses that will be immune to the business cycle. That's just not true. There's always going to be a business cycle, and we're going to be affected by it. This document goes through a few federal policies from different agencies which have exacerbated the business cycle and made it more pronounced here in Nevada recently. But then it gets into how state and local governments have slowed down the recovery process because on average, only about 2% of job gains and losses in a given year result from business relocation. So, say a business moving from California to Nevada. Almost 95% of job gains come from the launch of small businesses or expansion of small businesses. And this is really how you recover in a recession, is to promote small business development and focus on the factors that influence entrepreneurship. And this has become a more prolonged process over the years because our regulatory structures and licensing requirements have lengthened the time that it takes to set up a small business, and that prolongs the recovery process, and that's really what this paper is all about.
So do you think that the efforts of the governor and these agencies throughout the state, the economic development authorities, is wasted when only 2% of the job growth comes from there?
In fact, I think it is. When the Governor's Office of Economic Development commissioned the Brookings Institution to put together their plan for economic development, the Brookings Institution report actually has a footnote that says focusing heavily on out-of-state firm recruitment is one of the less efficient ways to use your economic development resources. It's much more efficient to focus on the factors that drive entrepreneurship. Our approach really comes out of that footnote that was somehow really wasn't mentioned in the text of the document that Brookings prepared. And so I think that it is more efficient to focus on small business development. And if you look at the regulatory structures and licensing requirements we have in Nevada, you'll find that, contrary to popular belief, Nevada is really not that friendly or business-friendly of a state when it comes to setting up a new business. Once you're already in business, sure, we don't have a corporate income tax or an individual income tax. But for small-time entrepreneurs, particularly those with modest means at their disposal, it's very difficult to get a business off the ground to begin with.
Gosh, where do I begin? Okay, so I've read through most of your, I think it's 57 pages, Path to Prosperity report, and it seemed fairly critical of the Governor's Office on Economic Development's taking from the Brookings Institute's recommendations to target select areas of interest in Nevada. And, you know, Nevada, like every other state, is unique in terms of what we have to capitalize on, you know, based on geographical location, our geology, our natural resources, our demographics, and our weather. So why shouldn't our efforts be targeted if those are fairly unique to Nevada, but things that we can also we can really target our economic development efforts on because they are, in some respects, you know, our greatest assets?
Well, I think that there's no reason that we as private entrepreneurs and business owners can't focus on our resources, but we have to target our investments in ways that will provide meaningful value to consumers, because that's the point of all production, really, is to create things that people like and want to buy. When the government is, or politicians or bureaucrats, are selecting the things that we should produce on the front end before consumers ever have the chance to make a choice in the marketplace, a lot of times we channel investments towards things that people wind up not liking. And you have companies like Solyndra, for instance, that receive a lot of government loan guarantees and subsidies, but wind up going out of business because they don't produce things that people value.
I would hardly call Steve Hill a bureaucrat. I mean, here's a guy who's in charge of the governor's office on economic development, who was head of Silver State Materials and was head of the Las Vegas Chamber for several years.
Well, he is a he is in an appointed position by the governor to head up a state agency. So I don't see how you don't call him a bureaucrat.
All right, let's take a break. More on this topic when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jeffrey Lawrence. He's the Deputy Director of Policy for NPRI, a conservative think tank. I wanted to bring up this idea of, you know, you're talking about wanting to put more attention towards small business development, but I'm a small business person, and both literally and figuratively. And I have to say that as a business person, if I had known what I was going to have to deal with in getting into business, and I think this applies to most people who get into business, I would never have done it just because of how difficult it is to be in business for yourself as against working for another company. And the failure rate for small businesses because of that fact is so huge. Wouldn't we be really wasting an awful lot of money and time by directing our efforts just towards small business?
Well, I think that we make creating a small business artificially difficult because we have a series of licensing and regulatory requirements you have to pass through at both the state and the local government levels, and a lot of cases they're duplicative. And I'm not just talking about getting a state business license, applying for a state tax ID number and a federal tax ID number, but in a lot of industries, you also have to go to a special regulatory agency, in some cases procure permission from your potential competitors. You have to submit your business plan so that your competitors can see it. This is particularly the case in the Nevada and transportation industries, including moving companies. And also in a lot of industries, you have to get an occupational license. Things like interior design, you have to be an interior designer in Nevada, you have to pass through about 6 years worth of educational requirements, take two tests, and pay thousands of dollars in fees to get an occupational license. 47 states don't even license that occupation, and they don't have a significant a real epidemic of like draperies not matching the sofa cushion. So the regulatory barriers that we have in Nevada are actually some of the more strenuous in the nation. Our occupational licensing environment has been ranked as the fourth worst nationwide.
I would suggest that I guess that some of those requirements are in place for both regulatory oversight and, let's be real, for tax purposes and revenue purposes as well. Do you agree, though, that there should be some sort of oversight of some of these industries here, in particularly in Nevada? I mean, I come from the corporate world, and while, you know, some corporations have a conscience, we all know that, you know, at the end of the day, their primary motivation is to either increase shareholder value or increase or make profits. So shouldn't there, I mean, from your perspective, Jeffrey, shouldn't there be some sort of balance? And if you believe that there should be some sort of balance, what specifically will you be advocating this next legislative session in terms of repealing some of these requirements?
Okay, well, specifically with occupational licensing, I think it's valid to require licenses for occupations that may pose some risk of physical harm to consumers if practiced by an unknowledgeable professional. So this would include things like medical professionals. You want to know that your doctor knows what he's doing before you go to him, and that's fine. But when you're talking about landscapers and travel agents and interior designers, occupations that really pose no risk of physical harm, it's unclear why we need to require, you know, years worth of training plus thousands of dollars in fees and state tests when the market can really decide who is good and who isn't. And people who aren't good at those professions, frankly, they're not going to stay in business anyway.
Jeffrey, if people want to read the study, can they go to your website and do that?
That's right. It's npri.org. And we have a new website design, so don't get scared if you don't recognize it.
Okay, well, it's a terrific report. It really is in depth, and we appreciate you coming on the program to talk about it, and we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac, or Prestique, and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Relion Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
Do insurance companies stack the deck against you with high-powered attorneys and expert witnesses? Yes, they do. I'm attorney Bob Vanna. I've been winning injury cases in Nevada since 1976. How? By knowing as much or more than doctors hired and paid by insurance companies.
This is what wins cases and gets bigger settlements. When cross-examining their doctors with specific questions, it's important to know the answer before you ask the question.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
JM Furniture has incredible January specials in store now. Like this six-piece bedroom set with dresser, mirror, chest, two nightstands, and your choice of queen bed at only $13.99. Or how about this two-tone double reclining sectional, also just $13.99. These recliners start at just $199 with over 50 on display in store. And don't miss out on these unbeatable instant rebates in our mattress gallery, only at JM Furniture.
Since when is a little weather been a good reason to sacrifice style? The Lexus LS, IS, and GS. All-weather drive sedans. Lease the all-wheel drive 2013 IS 250 for $359 a month for 27 months with $29.99 due at signing. See your Lexus dealer.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPundit panel. As always, Robin Reedy is here, principal with Our Politics. Michael Hackett is with Aros Consulting. And Marsha Burke-Bigler, commissioner now, Washoe County Commissioner. Pleasure to have you back on the program. And a consultant with Forte LLP. And I actually want, we're taping this the day after the governor's State of the State, but we're running it you know, the following week just because of time constraints. But one of the things I thought it was interesting what the governor brought up was the eliminating the statutory barriers to interstate online poker. Mm-hmm. What does this really mean? Does this open it up so that we can coordinate with other states surrounding us?
This would allow Nevada, from what I understand, because I've read the pre-filed bill, would allow the governor to enter into compacts with other states to allow for multi-state gaming compacts where you could do online gaming across the board. And the idea behind that, from what I understand, is Nevada's a pretty small pool population-wise. But, you know, so we want to tap into residents from other states and vice versa.
And will this bring additional revenues to the state?
Well, it depends on how it's constructed, but I would imagine so.
Your thoughts on this?
Well, if it doesn't bring extra revenue to the state, I don't know why we would put any emphasis in it. So, you know, my only concern is, you know, I like the innovation. I certainly think that's the way to go technically. But, you know, to have a regulatory agency perhaps forwarding that, I don't know. But I haven't read the bills, so I don't know how far it goes.
All right. Just a quick thought, Michael?
Actually, I would agree with both what was said. Why would they go down this road if there wasn't going to be some revenue coming back to the state? And I agree with what your comments were regarding the Gaming Control Board kind of taking the lead on this. I think that may be a little odd in some people's eyes. But again,
but doesn't that make Nevada then the central focus for this?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So basically, I think we've got approval on that one. The Knowledge Fund, actually funding that, is $10 million enough?
No. No, it's not. And frankly, when you when you look at the fact that this legislation was passed last session, they didn't bother funding it. That puts us even further behind the curveball on this. So, no, $10 million is not going to be enough to get us to where we want to be with that.
Marcia, what kind of money would should we really be looking at putting in there?
Oh, maybe $100 million would get us to where we need to go. Obviously, we're not going to fund it at that level. But, I mean, I think this is a step in the right direction. At least it's being funded at some level. And we're working really hard at bringing in businesses into the state. And that's one of the areas where you look at venture capital people who come in. So I think it's positive that we're funding it at least.
Leslie, you know, obviously 55% of the state's budget is education. A lot of it seemed to be directed towards, you know, K through three. You know, what were your thoughts on that?
I think it's great. And I would actually go even further down before, to pre-K. Look, study after study.
Hang on, birth in the womb? Now.
Study after study demonstrates that I think 80% of a child's brain forms in the first 5 years of life. And that's when you tap into educating children at that age. And at the long-term spectrum, it results in increased graduation rates. So I love the fact that the state is focusing more so on early childhood education. I think full-day kindergarten is important in terms of a priority. But I'd like to see...
But can we afford it?
I think we can. I think we've got to find a way to afford it. It's that important.
Robin?
You know, I've spent 20 years trying to allocate limited resources for a lot of very, very important things. I mean, there is only so much the taxpayer can bear, and you have to divvy it up. I think education is incredibly important. The Head Start program has proven itself, you know, but you still have to balance it out. We are just now coming out of one of the worst recessions, certainly in my lifetime, but perhaps for Nevada ever. And, you know, there is a balance. I think Governor Sandoval did strike that balance. I, in fact, was amazed at how much he was able to spread around and do what he wants to do with education especially. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a great thing. I think we need to celebrate that and move forward with that. And hopefully our economy will bring more money in and more money can then be divvied up in the future. I was disappointed in the response of the Democrats in not really acknowledging how much the governor has done in their direction. But I think we all think education is important, Head Start, day-long kindergarten, but we have to take baby steps because we have limited resources.
What did you think about the Democrats' response?
I think think on the Senate side it was a little bit more partisan, most definitely. In terms of the Assembly leadership response, I saw more agreement between the two leaders there in terms of trying to work together and have the discussion. That seems to be the key word that a lot of folks are talking about. I do think that, you know, the governor has done an outstanding job in terms of stepping out in front and doing a lot of the things that the Democrats want him to do, but doing them proactively without even having it become an issue. Medicaid expansion, those sort of things. So,
only saw the Senate response, so yeah. Let me clarify.
Okay. One of the things that the governor brought up was the Medicaid spending. And the fact, and I think this is an important fact, that it's likely to create 8,000 new healthcare jobs in the state over the next several years. And I really look at this expansion across the country as being a good economic booster. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree with that. I think that's something that they've always considered when they were deliberating over the Affordable Care Act, is what is it going to be as an economic driver? And I think when you look at the Affordable Care Act and its focus on primary care, who's going to be providing that primary care? That's a situation that we face in this state right now. We're already under the gun and shorthanded in terms of those primary care providers that we have in this state. So, yes, I think the opportunity is very real that it can create those kind of jobs and it can generate the kind of revenue the governor said.
Marcia, you're a businesswoman, so the idea is we need to form a partnership here and build a medical school.
Well, I think the idea is that we need to not only look at getting more people covered with health care. The Medicaid expansion was a good idea for that reason. But we need to be sure that it's quality care. So as we go through this process, I mean, if you look at all of the bill drafts that are in, you see there's a ton of them relative to health care specialties, health care, just health care in general, changes to health care in general. And so, I mean, I think it's incumbent upon us to make sure that healthcare that's being delivered is quality healthcare, not just healthcare.
No more of those phony plastic surgeons.
Right.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
When he snorted the Vicodin and went to bed and had a lack of blood and oxygen to the brain all night, the next morning when I went in to wake him up for school, he didn't wake up.
You can end up dead or in a wheelchair. I never thought about this ahead of time. Play football for the high school. Now it's all gone. Just because of one stupid thing that I did. Didn't think of the consequences at all.
Know what you have and keep it out of reach. Then you don't have to worry about it getting into the wrong hands.
Make your home look new again. At Sparks Tile and Stone, we have a huge selection of porcelain and ceramic tile, natural stone, and we specialize in granite countertops. Right now at Sparks Tile and Stone, we have granite countertops starting at $175. We'll find the best fit for your budget. We do free estimates and in-store design. We'll have your home looking new again. Visit our large showroom on Rock Boulevard today or call 358-7734.
Sparks Tile and Stone, for all your tile, granite, and natural stone needs.
Attention liver damage victims. Pain reliever medicines containing acetaminophen have been linked to liver failure. If you or a loved one have taken Tylenol or prescription painkillers which contain acetaminophen and were hospitalized for liver failure, received a liver transplant, or even died due to complications from liver failure, call the Relion Group. You may be entitled to a significant cash award.
Call the Relion Group at 800-294-1012.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
And on our next broadcast, we'll have Deborah Lassiter with Ally Gold.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.